Meatpacking slaughterhouses are, by law, extremely clean places. Workers are shrouded in protective clothing, walk through pools of bleach before entering and leaving their stations, and daily scrub down decks, conveyors, and tables with the bleach. Still, none of that really matters, says John Marcy, professor and extension poultry processing specialist at the University of Arkansas.
Well, any animal can carry salmonella, humans included. It's termed ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's in the environment, but in particular, it's in animals. You know, it survives in nature but doesn't grow. But in warm-blooded animals, cold-blooded animals, any animal species you care to think of can harbor salmonella. There's 2,500 different types.
Salmonella is a rod-shaped microscopic bacterium that lives in the intestines of animals. An infectious outbreak can occur, say, at a slaughterhouse when feces containing the bacteria from an infected animal or human come into contact with raw meat and poultry during butchering, and that contaminated meat is processed, shipped, and sold to consumers. And if eaten, the bacteria may infect the lining of the small intestine, causing salmonella enterocolitis or salmonellosis.
Typhoid and paratyphoid are two that cause typhoid fever. And then the non-typhoid, which are most of them, cause typically diarrheal illness, and severity can range from minor to severe, depending on the person. There's a lot of what are called host factors, depending on the age, condition, whether they're on antibiotics, whether they've had other issues in their life, cancer, any immune compromised, any number of things can impact how many it takes to make you sick, the infective dose, and how that course of the disease of the infection will manifest itself.
Which can lead to dehydration. Infected people may also experience chills, fever, muscle pain, joint aches, nausea, and vomiting. Bacteremia may also occur when the infection enters the bloodstream. Children, the sick, and elders are most at risk. According to the Centers for Disease Control, some people may chronically be infected and unknowingly pass it on. Risk factors for exposure increase, according to the Mayo Clinic, from international travel to developing countries with poor sanitation. Pet birds and reptiles may carry it, and living in communal situations like a college dorm or assisted living may increase your risk. And even fresh from the farm fruits, vegetables, and sprouts, as we've learned over the years, are not immune. If they're washed in water containing fecal salmonella or packed by a contaminated human, salmonellosis is treated with drugs such as ammonium to stop the runs and antibiotics if it's entered the bloodstream. But this strain that may be linked to the Cargill meatpacking plant, Salmonella Heidelberg, is reportedly resistant to ampicillin, streptomycin, and tetracycline, most commonly prescribed to treat bacterial infection.
And there are other salmonellas that are antibiotic resistant. And it does impact, how they're treated. If a person's on that antibiotic that it's resistant to, then the gut flora is not as competitive, and the salmonella may be able to take over in the intestinal tract and be more serious.
According to the Pew Center on Human Health and Industrial Farming, millions of pounds of antibiotic additives are routinely fed to healthy cattle, pigs, and poultry to make them grow faster, which can lead to antibiotic resistance. In June, USDA issued a report suggesting farms need to use fewer antibiotics in feed. So what does food scientist Dr. John Marcy do to protect himself and his family from infection when he brings home that pink ground chuck?
I cook it, and I wash my hands. I don't wash the poultry. That's probably one of the worst things you could do because, any food of animal origin, you're never going to be able to tell whether it's, I can almost guarantee you it's got pathogens on it of some sort, whether it be Campylobacter, Salmonella, listeria, other things. You know, they're just not free of pathogens. But you know, you can't say it's there or it's not. You have to treat everything like it is. If you wash the poultry, or the meat, either one, when you use water, you run the risk of an aerosol, and it'll take that minute, you know, invisible particle, and move it from the poultry to your countertop, or you know, put it in the air. So it's better that they don't wash. But you know, after you handle it, you need to wash your hands. Now that's the risky behavior that you know you've transferred it to your hands, working environment. You need to be very cognizant of cleaning those surfaces.
And if we are healthy, our bodies have natural defenses against salmonella infection. Stomach acids can kill many types of it, so if you habitually take antacids, you should be careful. Or if you use antibiotics, which reduce the number of beneficial bacteria that fight off infection in your gut, you may also be at risk.
You know, when the antibiotic, if you're on an antibiotic or if you're taking antacids, and if your own gut flora changes, then there's an opportunity for salmonella or other pathogens to be opportunistic and find a place in the intestinal tract to cause illness. But if you've got a lot of good bacteria in your intestines, then there may not find a spot. And so it's a competitive nature. And so many people use, you know, yogurt or probiotics to, you know, always make sure that they have a healthy bacterial flora in their stomach. You're always full of bacteria. It's just, you know, which ones are there.
So perhaps drink a yogurt shake with your turkey burger. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.